ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins, looking at some of the latest news from Australia and around the world. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning that destructive winds across the south of WA won't ease until tomorrow. An intense low pressure system is tracking east, bringing destructive winds to the southwest land division. The Weather Bureau is warning people from Launceland to Albany to brace for stronger winds this evening, with gusts tipped to reach up to 130 kilometres per hour. Already the State Emergency Service has recorded more than 100 calls for assistance. Homes have been without power and flooding has forced the closures of some roads in Perth. The Bureau expects the risk of destructive winds and storm surges to shift towards southeastern WA tomorrow before easing on Monday night. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill says that if house prices fall, it won't be the fault of tax changes announced in this month's federal budget. Financial consultancy firm Morgan Stanley's models for the Australian housing market predict a national price decline of 5 to 10% due to Labor's plan to limit negative gearing and the capital gains tax discount to new builds only. Claire O'Neill says that interest rates are a bigger driver of house prices. And Ukraine's military says it's hit a key oil refinery and pumping station in Russia. It says the Saratov refinery, southeast of Moscow, was hit in an overnight strike, causing a large fire at the facility. The Lazarevo pumping station east of Moscow was also targeted, although the extent of damage is unknown at this stage. It comes after claims by Russia's nuclear agency that a Ukrainian drone struck the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Russian-occupied eastern Ukraine, an allegation that Kyiv denies. ABC News.